This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An electric RV startup just got a new shot of funding to make high-tech travel trailers in Broomfield. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
It's not easy to tow a camping trailer, but what if it could help out with its own battery and electric motor? That's the idea behind Lightship, a new company co-headquartered in Boulder. Its aerodynamic concept has solar panels and a drivetrain, so it's way more efficient to pull around with a gas or electric vehicle. The company now says it's secured $34 million to build its first trailer, known as the L1, at a new factory in Broomfield. The model sleeps 4-6 and starts at $125,000. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More homes in Pueblo's Colorado Smelter Superfund site could be eligible for remediation due to lead in the soil. This is new, more stringent guidelines from the Environmental Protection Agency regarding lead levels were just released this week. The EPA's Beth Archer says ongoing research shows there really is no safe level of lead.
It can be really detrimental for children to be exposed to lead as they're growing up. So as we're seeing more and more data, the more that we can do to reduce concentrations of lead, that's going to result in better health outcomes.
Archer says the agency will notify residents as soon as the revised cleanup standards for the site in Pueblo are complete. And the first woman to qualify for the Indy 500 and Daytona 500 will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame on Friday. Janet Guthrie of Aspen competed in 33 races through a four-year career. Her highest finish was sixth place at Bristol Motor Speedway in 1977. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.